Welcome back, everyone. Welcome if you're just joining us. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. I've got a special guest with us for this half hour. Her name is Marielle Barnes. She's an assistant professor of public affairs at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, where her research focuses on using a mixed methodology approach to look at aspects of sexual violence or intimate partner violence. Thanks again, Professor, for being with us. I wanted to talk a bit about the intersection of sexual or intimate partner violence and economic vulnerabilities, and the Victims of Crime Act and that funding source is an element of the solution, but it points and highlights really the economic obstacles for women that are trying to get out of these sorts of relationships. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so economics is really, really important. One of the biggest barriers to leaving an abusive relationship is a lack of housing and the fear that you're going to be homeless. So I am part of a evaluative study looking at Wisconsin's pilot program on domestic violence, Housing First. And so this is the idea that if you provide women with housing or rental assistance, you will remove them from those situations. And we are seeing great results with that, and we're seeing that it works, because what do you do if you're being abused and you have nowhere to go? Like, yes, you could go to shelter, but shelter is not a permanent process, and oftentimes shelters are full, particularly if you have kids, because there's not enough beds and there's not enough services in Wisconsin right now. And so having somewhere safe to go that your abuser doesn't know about, that is the right size for your family, is really, really important, where you can pay your utilities. I was traveling up north as part of the project, and we were taken to past a house that didn't have any electricity, not because the utilities weren't paid, but because it didn't have a hookup. And this was suggested by someone, not with the organization, but someone in the community, as a place where women who are trying to leave an abusive relationship could go and be safe. And it's like, they cannot go there, right? You cannot live in the 21st century without electricity. That's just not okay in modern day America. So economics is a big factor. A lot of the time what we see is also transportation is a big problem. And so even if you live in Milwaukee, where, you know, you have buses and things like that, getting to a job is really, really hard. And you need to get to a job in order to pay for your rent, pay for your food, support your family. And if you can't transport yourself, that's a huge problem. And this is also particularly a concern in rural areas, where you might have to go like a long way to get to your job. And so providing that support, particularly for, you know, housing, transportation, that's the kind of assistance that VOCA could often be used for, right? Mm-hmm. Particularly when it was given to a domestic violence organization, that's what they would spend it on a lot of the time. Or they'd spend it on like advocacy services, so actual advocates help doing the work and the legwork to help women get those things. So economics plays a huge role in helping people leave. The other thing I would say about that is, like, people often forget about financial abuse, and that's really, really common. So, like, either, you know, you work a job, but your partner takes all your money, or you're not allowed to work a job, or your partner has run up huge amounts of debt in your name and trashed your credit, or you've been evicted before and there's been damage because of the violence that you've been, you know, from your partner. And so that's now on your record, and that makes it harder to like get another house, get another job, that kind of thing. So yeah, it's this kind of vicious cycle.
Again, folks, if you're just joining us, we have Assistant Professor Marielle Barnes of the University of Wisconsin-Madison. She's one of the core faculty members of their sexual violence research initiative. I want to talk about what can people do about this. I know that there are men of good faith out there of all political persuasions that find this abhorrent, that are shocked by it, that are disgusted by the rates of this sort of sexual violence against women and the incidence of human trafficking. what can a regular person, especially some of our male allies out there, but just all of us in our collective day-to-day lives, do about this? And what should we be asking our elected officials to do about this?
I think the most important thing is recognizing, first of all, that it's happening and asking people if they need help. So you don't need to confront the abuser and like threaten to like beat them up or stuff like that. That can often make the situation worse for victims. But letting, if you suspect someone is being abused, like offering help, telling them that you will be there, telling them that you will support them, they can come to you at any time. That's the other thing about being in this kind of situation. It often takes multiple times to leave a situation. I think the average, the figure that's thrown around is 7. And so a lot of people get kind of tired of like them going, victims going back to their abuser, but just letting them know that when they are ready, you will be there to help them can be really important. In terms of elected officials, like writing to them, letting them know that they should support this. It was very heartening in the Wisconsin budget that just got passed. The legislature allocated $66 million to make up for that voca shortage, so that's great. But more needs to be done. We need to apply pressure to our elected officials.
Folks, that's Assistant Professor Mariel Barnes. Mariel, would you be willing to come back sometime and talk about the things like what happened with the Iowa shooting victims at schools and this very particular issue of gentlemen generically referred to as incels and the intersection with media, because that's a pernicious problem as well. We really appreciate your time, Professor. Folks, I'm Maggie Dawn. When we come back, I'll break down the Epstein timeline and why this hypocrisy is so unacceptable. Don't go anywhere. There's a link to Green Bay and some breaking news this afternoon that involves the GOP party up there. Don't go anywhere. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.